This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Success story. Success for you today will start with you beginning your day thinking, going to get this done, that done. This is your opportunity for success.
Could you come over and help me at my house, Doug?
Yes, I can do that. Well, I can help you at work. Over at work. I don't know about your house. Your house may be, no, it's not helpless and hopeless. But
please don't say nastiness.
Everyone who got where they are began where they were. And that can be said for relationships, can be said for the job, it can be said for pretty much anything. You are where you are right now, right? You are where you are. And then, later today, you'll be where... Somehow that...
That was a fun word, I like
that. Hacks into the credibility of the direction I'm trying to send people in. I just want you to think about not necessarily expecting to have all the answers in advance. You have to have a clear idea of what your goal is. That's what I say to all of our entrepreneurs. If you listen to the sixth hour online at DougStephan.com of the Monday through Friday program, you'll realize that we feature entrepreneurs, people that are getting into business, have ideas, inventions, that sort of thing, and we try to bring them into the spotlight. And it actually turns out to be pretty well rewarding for the listener, because it's intriguing to be inspired by some of these great stories, people who have come up with ideas. I was talking yesterday about this 30-year-old woman who's become a billionaire because she has, and I keep going back to it, and Jennifer, of course, loves it when I talk about the blood prick test, but the test is just that, the stick that goes into your finger, and
you get
a little bit of blood,
a
drop of blood, and they can analyze it 70 different ways to see what's actually going on in your body, as opposed to the old way of taking, how many of you, when you go for your blood work before you have your physical, vial after vial of your blood. It's disgusting.
Well, and especially people with diabetes who have to check so often.
Right.
I mean, gosh, I had to, just as part of a thing that I went through, and I think I told you guys about on the air, I had to take a diabetic test where you actually have to drink the syrup and then sit there while they watch you, and you're like, you can't drink any water, and it's disgusting. How much easier would that be to do it at home?
So there's an inspiration. There's a lady who dropped out of college who came up with this idea. She's 30 years old. She's a billionaire. So that shows me, and I hope it shows you, that you can do well. People say, well, Doug, why aren't you a billionaire? Well, how do you know I'm not?
If you are, you're hiding it very well.
Yes, I know I am.
But how soon will it be till we actually do that in our phones, do you think, where we can submit blood work in our phone?
I don't know.
On your
computer?
Mm-hmm.
You mean your iPhone?
Yeah, you put a little drop of blood on a little reader.
And then you push it into the correct spot on the phone or the iPad, and it goes,
And then somebody steals it and has your DNA.
Absolutely. Okay, Ken, let's not ruin the party for crying out loud.
All right, so anyway, I'm trying to get you to develop a bias toward action.
Can I give you the breaking news of the day?
Yes, you may.
You know I don't like to railroad.
Breaking news.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. And Michael, our producer, I want you to play a little bit. Do you guys use one space or two spaces after a period when you're writing a sentence?
Two.
Ken?
I used to use two. I use one now.
Did you know it's a new thing? And there's like a line of demarcation, like people under 30 only use one space after periods. And that's how people can know you're old, because you use two spaces.
Yeah, that's terrific.
Isn't that awful?
That's ridiculous.
Again, how did you know about this? I just learned this last night. I think that's why I couldn't sleep. I was like in shock.
Because my wife's a writer, and it's a publishing edict.
It's an edict to take up less space. I get it.
Yeah. I asked my mom about that. Teacher.
Some good news for those of you who are worried about the North Korean leader, Mr. Kim Jong-un. According to the South Korean CIA, he's had an ankle operation And that's why he was out for 40 days and 40 nights.
Wow.
An ankle operation. He's recovering from his ankle operation. He had the, what was wrong with his ankle? I don't see that.
He's a small man. I'm surprised he has any ankles.
Mm. Oh, he had a big cyst in his ankle.
Ooh.
That's pretty gross.
That's nasty.
Mm. Let's talk
and
about...
I don't believe it, by the way. I think he's taken over for him.
Really? Okay. Uh-huh. Thank you, Jennifer. Jennifer Warren,
don't
Ken
Jester.
I don't waste brain cells thinking about him because
I don't
he's
waste
a,
brain cells thinking.
He's a little moron. Why would I give a shit? Excuse me, I almost said that. All right, let's see about Bruce Braley.
Bruce Braley.
Bruce Braley is running in Iowa for the Senate. He's a Democrat. He's been accused, because Michael Bloomberg and gun control not very popular in Iowa, he's been accused of being a fan. He's been a partner. He's been in league with Michael Bloomberg. But, and this is why he's being portrayed by the lady who's running against him, and because Iowa, again, anti-gun is not a great place to be if you're running for the seat in Iowa Congress or the Senate or whatever, running for governor. So the National Rifle Association has claimed that this guy, and this is where this is the root of all evil. All of these big 501c3s like the NRA have tons, jillions of dollars to spend to get somebody in or keep somebody out. And this is what's wrong with the corruptive process that we now have because of the Supreme Court ruling that allows everybody to spend all the kinds of... And what people are seeing in the ads and hearing them on the radio is just not true. Braley doesn't even know Bloomberg. Is that right, Kenny? You did a little research on this. He said,
"Yeah, there was a debate. I don't know how recently, but there was a debate, and he was, and the moderator asked him about these allegations from the NRA about him working with Michael Bloomberg to take away our guns, and Braley laughed and said, I've never even met Michael Bloomberg.'
Right, but that, let's not let the facts get into
the right. way of a good story.
Well, that's my line. I don't have facts." Get into a good election one way or another. And this is the kind of distortion that's going on. It's not really being checked unless people like me ask a question. I don't really care who wins. I'd rather see the Republican win because I want to see the Senate go to the Republicans. Having said that, I don't know much about either one of these, but when I saw this, it was a red flag because it's just wrong. You want to vote for somebody, vote for them because of what they are for, what they are, what's true about them, not some bunkum that comes from these groups like the NRA that are so full of what my cows are so full of. It just is, but people don't, I don't like the word lie, but that's what this stuff is.
Well, they twist, they spin. I mean, that's the machine.
And the NRA all but calls Braley a liar in the ad.
Mm-hmm.
He's a current congressman, by the way. Braley is. Mrs. Obama didn't know what his real name was when she was there pitching for
Bruce
him.
Braley. Who's right. the best one? Bruce
Won't you
Braley.
Come home,
she
Bruce
said it like
yeah, most
son.
Of the letters in his name, right?
And
yeah.
now every time I hear his name, I want to keep calling him
Chuckle.
Braley.
Yeah. So what are the facts? How do you know what the facts are? How do you dig around? You know, some people say, oh, this is the truth. Well, what does that mean, the truth? Braley spoke.
You can't handle the truth.
Right. Back in 2010, Braley spoke at an event sponsored by No Labels, which is a group seeking to urge politicians to move beyond party labels to focus on pressing issues. After he spoke, his office issued a news release that noted that Braley, who spoke of growing up in a bipartisan household, was joined by a bipartisan group of current and former elected officials, including Joe Lieberman, Kristen Gillibrand, Bob Ingalls, Inglis, I-N-G-I-S from South Carolina, Kenny, I-N-G-L-I-S, Inglis.
That sounds like Ingalls to me.
Right. And Michael Bloomberg. So he was together in... on the dais with a bunch of other people. There's no evidence at all that Braley and Bloomberg were there at the same time. They were at a conference, but they were never there alone. They didn't meet alone. They weren't there together. But the NRA put this, well, they were both at the same conference together, so they're pals. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They were never, this was an event that went on for a couple of days, and Bloomberg was there at one time, and this guy was there at another time. And they were never, they just happened to be on the program together. I've been on programs with people. I didn't even, I wanted to come across them, but I didn't. I think one of them, I'm trying to remember who it was. It was when I was working in Boston Radio and Bill Well was the governor, and I wanted to have a chat with him, but he was in and out before I was.
Yeah, they move swiftly.
Of course they do. So to put that stuff together, where is Snopes on all of this? Although I don't trust Snopes when it comes to politics because it's run by what's his face? What's the guy's name who has all the dough that gives the Democratic causes?
Oh, it's,
you know what I mean.
Soros.
Soros. Yeah, George Soros.
Thank you, Ken.
Yeah. Anyway, here's, and then I'm looking at some of the people. We're on three or four stations in Iowa. Sarah writes, I happen to staff Bruce at the No Labels event that day. There was no sign of Bloomberg there that day at all. Let's see here. Andrew says, Bailey says he never met Bloomberg, but they both spoke. But they didn't speak at the same time. Let's get it right. Anyway, you understand how you get so hot on the collar with this sort of thing?
Mm-hmm.
But this is the kind of politics that I'm talking about.
And
this is why I don't do politics on this program, because it goes no place except into the anger zone, which is the danger zone for me. Because then I sound like a zealot. And it sounds like I want you to all do what I want you to do. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. You do what you do. But hopefully whatever you do will be based on you educating yourself as to why you're doing it. 18 after on Good Day.
We're having a baby, so we got to find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones in the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make homes happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a TOPS tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-925-1717 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 1-800-925-1717. Again, that's 1-800-925-1717.
I say 10.
4 or 5.
12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Summer
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Red Blue IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong. I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston beer. Boston beer. Get responsibly.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Jason Ray noticed a blue birthmark had appeared on his forehead in the shape of the Geico Gecko. Jason felt compelled to switch his car insurance to Geico and save hundreds of dollars with great discounts. By nightfall, the birthmark had disappeared. Jason's wife, Jeannie, thinks it was probably just blueberry jam from breakfast. Jason prefers to believe otherwise.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
And
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This little riff you hear it a lot here on Good Day, taken from our one-hit wonder song of the day, You Get What You Give. Playing a song by an artist, group of singers that only had one hit. Crank it up, Michael. Get what you want. Get what you give. Kind of remember this. Do you remember this?
Why do I think this isn't a one-hit wonder?
I don't know, but it is.
Because it sounds like someone else.
Sure does.
Michael and I were talking about it during the break. I thought, up until right now, I thought it was you too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. But it sounds a lot like you too.
So who is it then, boys and girls? 888-302-3684, which is 888-302-DOUG. The song, You Get What You Give, L.A. alternative rock band, topping the charts during this week in 1999. So you can call us now at 888-302.
I wonder if everybody's mad in that band. Sorry, 888-302-DOUG. Sorry about that. But do you think they're mad that everybody thinks their song is done by you too? Because I sure did. I thought this was you too.
No, they get the credit and the check. What difference does it make?
I guess so.
You'll get as a prize here a CD with a whole lot of one-hit wonders on it as your reward for getting involved. Don't call if you've already been involved. Let's get some new people in. Squeeze them in to 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder band. Crank it up again, Michael. So let me give you a little background into the band. Formed in 97 by Greg Alexander, who was the frontman for the band. Was a revolving door of various musicians, except for Greg Alexander. He wrote and produced all of their songs. He didn't like touring, so he disbanded the group.
same year this song became a big hit. Many of his songs were socially critical, open references to drugs and sex, that sort of thing. They made a couple of appearances on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno when he first got started. They were the opening act for the Goo Goo Dolls. And then they kind of disappeared. Not much has been heard from the band since then, since 1999, the year of this hit. So what's the name of the group? 888-302-3684. See how we can work our way through here. How about Connie, you want to take a quick shot at this?
Yes, sir. That's Fine Young Cannibals.
Say again?
Oh.
Fine Young Cannibals. The Fine Young Cannibals.
Yes, sir. That's a great guess. Not right, but it's a good guess. Thank you, Connie. Nice to hear from you. Here's Jay over in Tucson. Hi, Jay.
How you doing?
Well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right.
I hope you're doing well, as well as doing good. You can do well.
I'm from New Jersey, so I can say that.
Right. Yeah, How'd you get to Tucson? Why are you in Tucson? What's going on in Tucson that you found a track?
Oh, I went to finish my engineering degree here 37 years ago.
Sucker, you got stuck.
All right. Yeah. So what's the name of this group?
New Radicals.
The New Radicals. What do you remember about the time in 99 when this was a big hit? What was going on with you?
I was building an addition on my house when this came out, and I thought it was Todd Rundgren.
Ah! There you go. I think it was you, too. All right, so good. You got it. You get the prize, the CD of One Hit Wonders. Thank you, sir.
Many know Lou Brissy was starting pitcher for the Philadelphia Athletics in the late 1940s, but few know he almost lost his legs in the Army.
I could not see one foot. I could see the blood, but I could not see the left foot. The right foot I saw, and I could see the hole in the boot. And then I was pretty well out of it for a considerable time.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. Find more on Brissy at AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and together we're going to travel back into the past. We're going to travel to the year 1374, where an individual by the name of Chaucer came out with the following statement. Are you ready? All things must come to an end. That was his saying, all things must come to an end. But then in the United States, around 1680, somebody decided to add a word. You know what that word is, good. Now it says all good things must come to an end. And years later, somebody added all good things must come to an end, but all bad things can continue forever. Well, today is the day you and I change that. Today we begin a new mantra, a new saying. It goes as follows. All good things will continue forever. Repeat that again. All good things will continue forever. People are going to look back at this time knowing that the future was made by you. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
The world is very different since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. This interweb thing? Not around. You want to know the answer to something? You just asked Old Man Russell. And if he didn't know, he made it up. That's why everyone in my town thought lightning bugs were filled with real lightning. Hey, we weren't always the sharpest tools in the shed, but we knew Geico was a smart deal.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Another half hour of the Dex Stephan Good Day program. Richard Cradden, the controls of our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring social media, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Jennifer Horn just here with her pleasant self. Michael will take your calls at 888-302-3684. What he does with them when he gets them, that's up to him.
Nobody's promising anything.
No. So we want to congratulate Michelle Bellamy from California, Richie. She's the grand prize winner of the American Cancer Society's Walk.
Very cool.
Well, how do you know? Did you talk to her?
We did talk to her.
Who's we?
We and the people at the ACS.
Oh, okay. And so what did you glean from talking to her? What's her story? Do we want to have her on the program?
Yeah, we're gonna see if we can get her on the program later this week. It's very cool. It's just she wanted $1,500 and a chance to take her walk. With her. She can use $1,500 for anything she wants to.
Right.
But, you know, the whole thing behind it was maybe you can go visit somebody you care about and walk with them for breast cancer.
Mm-hmm. So, good. Congratulations, Michelle Bellamy. Be considered the person of the day here on the Good Day program. All right, so now the company of the day, Walmart. Oh, you're going to love this story at DougStephan.com today. Walmart's e-commerce site and a Halloween trick. Did they go together? The folks at Walmart apparently offended legions of shoppers as they got ready for Halloween when a section of Walmart's site devoted to the holiday was discovered to be labeled Fat Girl Costumes.
This is what my mom would call it. My mom would be like, okay, where's the fat girl department?
Fat girl.
That makes me laugh.
The fat girl.
Here's the thing, Walmart, let's not live in a glass house here. I've seen those pictures of people that shop there.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with most people are a little bit on the chunkier side,
at
right?
At the Walmart store.
Oh, you know, actually in life, how about that now? But yes, especially at Walmart.
I would think Obamacare representatives should probably be planted at the front door of the Walmart, handing out pamphlets to everybody that walks through the door.
What, to get them on the straight and narrow?
Yeah. Shape up or die.
Hey, man, that's the front lines right there.
So, upon inspection, Richie, it appeared that all of the plus-size adult costumes for women had been aggregated to this category. 20 pages of garb, vampires, goddesses, all under the description of fat girl costumes. Well, it's not politically
correct.
You know,
when you walk into, Party City.
Yeah,
maybe the name is wrong.
Right.
I can't imagine there's a wide variety, sorry for the pun, of options for heavy people. There needs to be a place.
Wasn't Lane Bryant designed for that? Oh, no. You know what? You guys are all wrong.
Really?
First of all, the Halloween costumes.
When I get the thing for the flyer from Party City and my kids like read it because they want to see all the costumes.
Go online right now and check it out.
It's the young, hot chicks that they put on the cover.
Well, here's the deal. Okay, let me.
Nurse Ratchet's not, the McDonald's campaign poster person.
Okay, so here's the deal. You go to Party City. Most Halloween costumes are made on the small set anyway. So if you're like a size 14, 16, you're going to get a plus size costume anyway. And there's a ton of them now. You don't have to have like a special fat girl department at Walmart. Mm-hmm. If you go to Party City, there are a ton of them.
Really?
But you have to, the costume has gotten better.
Your right mind is going to call them fat girl
costumes. It's funny. It's stupid.
It's not
right.
funny at all.
It's stupid. But it's like, it used to be that plus size costumes would always be like the clown or like the boring witch, or like the light side. Pocket or something, like now they're actually making nice, sexier ones because they realize most people are 14 and they want a plus size. They're going to need a plus size costume.
Well, one of the things that bothers me, I don't like politically correct thinking is not my strong suit. However, having said that, there's something that's unnecessary woven into that phrase.
Well, it's just kind of stupid. I mean,
it's
one of the biggest retailers in the world. You would think somebody would have a brain.
They're lucky most of them. Anyway, here's a tweet from Kristen Washburn, who said, not sure labeling these as fat girl costumes is the best approach.
To make people want to buy them.
Walmart's Twitter back to her was, your comments and suggestions are important to us and help make Walmart even better. Thank you. Really, that addresses what? Nothing. Nothing. So anyway,
probably like an automatic thing.
Mm-hmm. And yeah,
your call is very important.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And it's not at all. Well, who believes that?
You know what? This
your call is important to us when you don't have somebody to talk to. That's a bunch of bull.
Twitter is the front line for consumer.
Did you learn that at that conference you went to a couple of weeks ago?
Well, I mean, at all of the conferences I go to, they talk about how the major. But I mean, let me tell you something. The airlines.
Uh-huh.
If you were to tweet your concern or experience,
they're right
to
back
an airline,
at you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's good.
They are right back at you.
That's the way
I've had. Whenever I have an experience with a major corporation, I tweet them and. Somebody gets back to me. Right, and it may just be your standard, please contact this department or whatever, but they see it, man.
So, Kenny, do we have people who send us critical comments on our Twitter page about the program itself, and do we respond to them? I ask that question because, honestly, even though it's in my name, I don't know.
Yeah, usually there are two different kinds of critical comments you'll get, especially on Twitter, and one kind is constructive, or just somebody who disagrees with a point of view,
right.
And the other is just somebody who is nasty and hateful and bullying, and those we don't respond to those.
Don't you?
No, there's nothing.
Doug would spend half his day responding to those people.
I'd respond. Yeah. Well, not anymore, I wouldn't, but I'd respond.
And they're usually people who aren't following us anyway.
Right.
Those kind
of
things. They're just trying to stir up trouble. If somebody has a problem with something that was said or misunderstands something that was said, we do engage them, and we don't want to lose any listeners.
No. They're not any smart ones anyway. Okay. Productive thoughts. Richie stayed up late last night to watch the Redskins win. I look at the Redskins beat Dallas. Redskins beat Dallas. Who cares?
Oh, I don't care if you care. It doesn't matter to me.
I like the music. Is this Redskins music?
This is Hail to the Redskins, brother.
Perfect. Crack that up.
Beating Dallas on Monday Night Football.
I want to hear the song, though.
With a third string quarterback.
Redskins.
On the white. Hey, man, give it to me. Next week we'll be back in the losing column. Well, next week we might have a chance to miss it. I mean, I like the fact that this is a song about the Redskins. That's right, we said it, Redskins. Stand again. Let me tell you something, man.
Get that band off, you big phony.
What? Every single sports commentator on ESPN, they had like 14, and everybody picked Dallas.
Uh-huh.
Nobody, including Redskins. Hey, you know, Jay Gruden, the coach, was like, the only people that believed were the 53 players on the field, and that's
good.
All it took.
All it takes. All right, Jennifer, as long as we're into sports, there's a story also at DougSteffen.com today about how members of the Boston Bruins hockey team have dressed up as
It is the nicest, best run sport ever.
There are some people who believe Boston Children's Hospital is the best children's hospital in the world. Boston Bruins players visited children at the hospital yesterday. Costumes.
The Redskins did the same thing yesterday.
The Wizards. Where'd they go?
The Children's Hospital here in D.C., I think it was.
Really?
One of them was dressed up as a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, and the other one was Superman or something.
Okay, those are too cool, though. These hockey players from the Bruins dressed up as Elsa and, like, the girl and the snowman and the reindeer. I mean, they looked ridiculous. And all Frozen characters. So cute. It was really cute.
Very cool.
So then this is something that is proven to have impact on children who are in these hospitals, who are looking for some ray of hope, some sunshine, something pleasant, something to get excited about. And so that's good. Who cares about hockey? The fact that they did something like this means that they earned some respect one way or another. Whether it was one player's idea and he got all his pals to do it with him, who cares? It was a good day, a good way to bring people around.
Every professional sports franchise has a PR.
This sort of thing.
And they have a community outreach department, and they do these things all the time. But, I mean, still, they go to the players and they say, who wants to?
Yeah.
And the players go, sign me up. I'm in.
Yeah. Excuse me. All right. So
very nice.
That's a good thing. Jennifer is going to bring us up today. Television report coming up in a few moments. In the meantime, it's BuzzBox time. I'm looking around at DougSteffen.com and want to make sure that you understand the ramifications, the big deal that BuzzBox is. BuzzBox coffee is a big deal. Like Jennifer and Richie and Kenny and I, we're big deals. We're big radio stars.
That's us.
All right. So, no, this is, I'm being relative. I'm having fun with this, but being serious about the quality of BuzzBox coffee. It really is superb. Michael will tell you that, who drinks it in the studio facilities in Washington. Jennifer drinks it. It happens that Richie and Kenny and I don't drink coffee. You don't have to drink it to be able to smell it and know what that aroma. When you open up your mailbox, because that's how you get BuzzBox delivered, you can't find it in retail stores. This is exclusively sort of a club, if you will, the BuzzBox Club, which you can join by dialing 866-456-7805. Dial that number now. Become a member of the BuzzBox Coffee Club. It doesn't cost anything to get your first bag of BuzzBox coffee. Free! That's all you have to do. Call that number, 866-456-7805, and you will get the unbelievable, unmistakable smell. Is that maybe fragrance? Fragrance is like perfume, though. Smell. Aroma. How's that for a word? You want me to use aroma, Jennifer?
Aroma. It does. It smells so good. Mm.
And with each friend or family member who joins BuzzBox Coffee on your reference, you get $20. You could make sure, frankly, I don't want to pass this along because I'd like to have the money, the company makes some money. But if you, every month, got one more person to join the BuzzBox Coffee family, you'd never pay for coffee again. You get a bag of coffee every month free for sending them over to BuzzBox, some of your friends, family, whatever. All right, so you can do that.
You can go to buzzboxcoffee.com. You see how to get there at dougstefan.com. Or you call 866-456-7805. Choose regular or decaf for your free pound. And you can roast it, whatever it is that you want to do. Grind it up. I don't make it to me. Just know that you're going to, once you get it, you won't vary that from your program. So help friends and family members to join BuzzBox Coffee. Get free coffee yourself. Start off free with free coffee at BuzzBox.com. Check out the ad, DougStefan.com, big orange box there, or you call 866-456-7805. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Stefan. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. Whereas bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time to move the dose to death.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make homes happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Say 10,
4, 5,
12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston beer company, Boston Adams. Beer responsibly.
Okay, so one of the people I like, although I'm looking at Ellen DeGeneres and pictures of her, she looks kind of harsh. She's
Ellen?
Getting old. Yeah, there's something about the TV. Maybe it's just the way it's being, the photographs being presented, because the photos look different than the way she looks on camera, I think, anyway. And when they put her together with Portia de Rossi, the two of them just look like a horror show. Having said that, she's funny. Here she is joking about children and homework.
Do have kids. Here's the problem with kids, I find. They want you to help with the homework, don't they? Do they ask you to? Yeah. And then you try to help, but then in your head, you're thinking, I don't know how to do this. The whole reason I became an adult is so I would not have to do homework. You're the kid. And so I want to help the kids out, and I ask some of my young viewers to send me their homework questions. This question is from Neil Manglani, I believe, from the Netherlands. Dear Ellen, at the age of 7, I promised my parents I would become an engineer, and now I have a huge test, and I need the answer to this question. If X equals the square root of 3 and Y equals the square root of 3, what does A equal? Neil, I can help you. Let's try to figure this out. So the question is, if the X equals the square root of 3. So if X equals the square root of 3 and Y equals the square root of 3, therefore A must equal the square root of 3. Because if letters are anything like people, they're all equal and deserve to be treated equally. And if your teacher says it's wrong, you tell him he's a bigot.
That'll work, by the way.
Nah, of course it'll work. Our poll today at DougStiffin.com. Do you decorate your house for Halloween? Hey, of course, we used to when our children were little. C, only because our children are little. B, sometimes. E, no, but I do give out candy on Halloween. F, nope, I don't celebrate Halloween. That's me.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Television time here on Good Day. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. On to what's on the tube or what the news is from those who are watching. You get my drift.
Watching
these stories, watching the television. So Jennifer is going to have stories about Neil Patrick Harris again this week, twice this week. CBS on new full season orders.
I'll give it to you. Don't worry.
You'll give it to me, all right.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. And I have a focus on Wendy Williams and a cancellation. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in a trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-951-9445. 1-800-951-9415. Call 1-800-951-9415. 1-800-951-9415.
All right, so who goes first, Jennifer, you or me?
Well, let's let Wendy Williams go first, right?
All right, so Wendy Williams comments here on the cancellation of Here Comes Honey.
No!
Boo, boo.
first thing that came out is that Mama June is being accused of getting back together with an old boyfriend who allegedly abused her oldest daughter, Anna. And this allegedly happened back when Anna was 8 years old, you know. Then the man, the alleged abuser, just got out of jail for doing some abusing, allegedly. Not for Anna, but I guess for others. So he just got out of jail, which they're saying is the source of why Sugar Bear and Mama June are headed for divorce. Because when, yeah, like June, I guess, was never over this guy. No word on whether he knew what allegedly happened, whether she knew what allegedly happened to Anna or not. But to me, it's like when your kids say something, you're supposed to believe what they say, especially in terms of something like that. And you know what? Thank you, TLC, for having some sort of integrity. Because I have to say, the Honey Boo Boo Show happens to be TLC's cash cow. And they didn't waste any time. It was like 72 hours, and they put out the press release saying the show is officially canceled. It's so canceled that they literally have a full season to play that we will never see. So they were willing to even, TLC, waste the money and just not have us see it and just remove themselves from this situation. That's the smart thing to do.
And the IQ of this country just went up 5 points.
Yeah. Oh, Rich, I do think TLC did the right thing with this, but the story is just so gross that you as a mother could actually know that your oldest daughter went through something and then let your youngest daughter hang out with this guy. I mean, it's just really sick.
Gross. All right. Neil Patrick Harris is said to get a new show, Jen.
Neil Patrick Harris is getting a new show, Dougie. It's based on the British hit series Ant and Dec's Saturday Night Takeaway. It's filmed before a live studio audience, Dougie, maybe in downtown Burbank. And the show will feature comedy sketches, musical numbers, mini game shows, hidden cameras. This has all been announced by NBC this week, and it's all based on the Brits. The Jack of All Trades is like, his star is rising. Yeah, his ticket is up. And this will be a good thing for him because I think he is a great host.
Yep.
And here's some good news for you, Dougie. And I will go ahead and eat crow here when I tell you the story. Madam Secretary is one of these shows picked up by CBS for the season. I still think it's like watching paint dry.
You only watch one.
That's all it takes for me. I give you one episode and you better give it to me or I move on.
New Orleans NCIS, anybody seen that?
I have.
What'd you think? You know, while I like all of the actors in
this, Scott Bakula or something.
It's Scott Bakula, who I really like. The acting is kind of dry, and I think it's the directing. I don't think it's the actors, but
two mistakes by CBS.
Yeah, I want it to do well, but it's just not good yet.
All right, well, here are the four new dramas that they picked up. So it's NCIS New Orleans, Madam Secretary, Scorpion, which I heard was very kind of and then Stalker, which is actually my surprise hit of the season. You guys have to watch it.
I watched Scorpion. It's too self-effacive.
Yeah, I have a friend that works on it, and he even said it wasn't that great. So this means that all four dramas that premiered this season, CBS picked them all up. Sure. There you go.
All right. Okay, so that takes care of that information. I had one other story.
So did I. I actually had a bunch of them, but, there's always tomorrow.
There is? Or next month. Yeah. Next year.
Yeah.
All right, this is, Chuck D. I'm Doug D. I'm good day.
I'm surprised you know who Chuck D is. Very good.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.